That's not our stomachs grumbling, is it, Robin? No. That is the sound of a lion roaring. Maybe not quite the lion that you had in mind, though. It is an Asian lion, a mysterious subspecies most people don't even know exists, and with good reason. Almost all the world's lions live in Africa, which is our classic image of a lion.
But in India, there's a tiny community of wild Asian lions, a remnant of a larger population. They're making headlines right now. Their future is the center of a political debate in India. Vicky Croke covers all things animal for us. Vicky, tell us about these lions.
Hey, guys, I've been fascinated by them for a long time, and I'm going to be a name dropper. The person who told me about it is Tippi Hedren.
Oh, man.
The actress who starred in the classic Hitchcock, The Birds, and she's a big cat advocate now. She told me about the lions of the Gir Forest ages ago, and I've been fascinated. I just love these cats, in part because they are the definition of resilience. They've been hunted down to practically nothing, and they've shown that if they're given half a chance, they can survive and even thrive, though it might be time for another magic trick for these guys. Mm. In ancient times, they were widespread, Middle East to Greece to India, but by the 20th century, habitat loss and hunting had reduced them to a population as few as maybe a dozen cats were around. Mm. That was it. And they found refuge in a 540-square-mile oasis, the Gir Forest. It's a national park and sanctuary in what's now the Indian state of Gujarat.
And we have pictures of them on our website, hereandnow.org. But do they look differently than African lions? Do they behave differently?
I think we'd be pretty hard-pressed, any of us, to distinguish them physically from the Africans. Their manes are not as lush as African lions, and tiny things like their tail tufts are a little bit bigger. And they have prominent ears and a fold of skin running along their bellies. And in general, they're smaller than their African cousins. But don't get me wrong, they're formidable. I mean, the males can be something like 400 pounds. And if you bumped into one in the Gir Forest, I think you know you were looking at a lion. Yeah. And here they hunt wild boar and deer instead of wildebeest and zebra. And we know that lions are social cats, but these guys are a little less social than their African cousins. The males tend to have coalitions separate from the females. And so the males have to hunt a little bit more often.
Yeah. And you say there are only about a dozen left today?
That's right. There are more than a dozen today, and there's wonderful success because they're really protected in this forest, and the population has grown over the decades. Their status has been lowered. They were critically endangered for a long time. Now they're just endangered. And the last census in 2010 put the number at 411. I mean, for comparison, the most recent count for tigers in India is more than 2,000. Starting next week, May 2nd, there'll be a huge lion census covering an area, not only the park itself, but outside the park. It involves 750 people, and for the first time, they'll be using camera traps. So we'll have an up-to-date count soon.
Well, but it's just good news. What are we hearing here from you?
It's mostly good news, but we know everything is complicated. They're almost a victim of their own success because they're running out of space. The Gir Forest is surrounded by a sea of humanity. The population in the state of Gujarat is like 60 million, and these dispersing lions are leaving the park, and they're getting into trouble and dying. It's been reported that something like 40% of this population is outside that protected area, and they're being hit by trains, hit by cars, and coming into conflict with people as they show up.
Can't they just move them?
That is the trick. That's the single most important remedy for the lions' problems. And if we were able to, what conservationists want is to let them spread out and multiply. And it's vital to keep them safe from an epidemic. Today, if we were to have something like a distemper breakout in the Gir Forest, the entire world's population of wild Asiatic lions would be gone. So I've been talking with Ulas Karanth, and he's one of my heroes, a legendary conservationist and big cat expert in India. And he runs the Asia offices for the Wildlife Conservation Society. And he emailed me, I just would like to quote him for a second. He said, the lions are now found in surrounding human-dominated landscapes. The key issue of translocation comes up because the extreme urgency of having at least one separate population to ensure the species against unforeseen dangers from environment, disease, war, or social unrest, any of which can wipe out a single population like this.
Well, we understand one of the complicating factors is that they're a tourist attraction and people want them there. India's leader is from this area. People want them there.
That's right. They want them there and no place else because they want to keep these rare lions in their own state of Gujarat. So, and now it's become a political hot potato, and conservationists say this is ridiculous. I mean, this is a major failure of common sense and wildlife management, Karanth says. He points out, though, that there is habitat elsewhere. A lot of work's been done on it. Legal stuff's holding them up.
Yeah. Is there hope then, Vicky, for these lions?
I'm really happy to tell you there is hope. Dr. Karanth and other conservationists are optimistic, but they don't want, he doesn't want India to put all their eggs in one basket.
Their lion eggs. And pretty appropriate in talking about reproduction and building numbers for this endangered species.
Absolutely.
Vicky Croke, who covers all things animal for us, she writes for the Wildlife Blog. You can link to it at hereandnow.org. And by the way, we just want to note, there was a beloved lion here in Boston recently passed. You're nodding. Christopher the lion at the Stoneham Zoo in Boston. Much loved and lived out his life there.
So, R.I.P. Christopher.
R.I.P. Christopher. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. Happy Earth Day from all of us at Here and Now.